Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
In the presence of my Savior.
Thank you. All right, so let's pray again. Jesus, we thank you for your presence in our midst this morning. We ask that, Lord, let the preaching of your word be evident in our lives. Let the preaching of your word have permanent impact. May it leave an indelible print in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. See, you may not know what sound does to preaching. Okay? It's very important. I believe that if things done in the world are done well, okay, you don't hear chichin. When there's party, you don't hear chichin. When there's church, can we have this light off? Just put it off today. When there is church where God is, things must be done well. All right? And it is one of the things that I'm teaching you to learn how to do things well. Okay? Especially when it is for God and when it is for church. Don't say that, oh, it's for church. It should be done anyhow. No. When you grow up with that mentality, a mentality of mediocrity, okay, use big word, will make you the school prefect in your school. Okay, things that are not properly done, sound is not good. It's only in church that you see this type of thing. But when the people in the world are doing something, they do it well. So from today, when you are doing something for God, you are singing for God, it must be done well. You can't come here and say that you are forgotten the words. No, you can't do that. You can't come to church and sing off-key and say that, oh, nyami dear or pebi bia. No. God doesn't like useless things. Nyami dear or jibi bia. Nyami sum dear wa kumem. No. If it is for God, then it must be done well. If you are here to dance for God, you don't come and everybody is moving this way, you are moving this way. No, it can't work like that. Especially when it is for God. When it is for God, it must be done well. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to explain. Yeah. When you are coming to church, dress well. All these things are part. All right? It makes God see that you are a serious person. Do you see that people who go to club, the sound is nice. If Mambo is playing their things now, can see that clear sound. I come to church, yeah, at the back. It's not a nice thing. But this time, if God is in heavy and he's watching us, he will just change to another channel. Who watch us again? Amen. All right. So today is a beautiful day. And this is the second Sunday in November. All right. Gradually, the month of November is also leaving us. And we shall be entering the month of December, all right? It's a good month, okay? And one of the things I believe is that we are all going to cross the year, all right? We are going to see the new year. God is going to help us to see the new year. Because every day people die. Every day. Like as we slept and woke up this morning, as we are here today, that we are serving God, some people have gathered somewhere and they are crying because somebody has died. Some 11-year-old boy somewhere has died. Some 15-year-old girl somewhere has died. Right? If you don't believe me, tomorrow morning, You can follow me to my workplace. I'll show you. Every day, people die. Every day, somebody is dead. Every day, see that some people are crying. When you enter the hospital, you see people crying. It's not because the bill they gave them was too much. Can't pay. No. Even they are even expecting a bill that is higher for the patient's life. Do you see? So it's like they've done all they could. They've paid this. They've bought this drug. They went for X-ray. Done lab. They have done this. They've done all that they can. Just that. You cannot buy life with money, especially Ghana cedi. It doesn't work that way. Because the cedi has depreciated, so you can't even buy life. So you should be thankful to God to see yourself alive. Clap for Jesus again. Those of you on the last row, on this row, last row, come and fit here. Come and fit on the row here. All right. And today, by the grace of God, we are still on how you can become a strong Christian. How you can become a strong Christian. When you are a weak Christian, you are at a disadvantage. My microphone keeps breaking. When you are a weak Christian, listen to me. You are at a disadvantage. Anything that is not strong, that thing is at a disadvantage. Yeah. Venerable people, when your immune system is not strong, you are at the mercy of infections and diseases. When you are not strong and there is a fight, you are at so when you are not strong, you don't go and look for fight. No. You don't go causing troubles when you are not strong. All right, they'll beat you. They'll kill you. They'll beat you and kill you. They'll beat you and then they'll pour sand in your mouth. You're at a disadvantage. Now, that's how the devil is planning to do with your life. The devil knows that. You sitting down here, you are a weak Christian. And so many Christians are weak. A lot of Christians appear on Sundays. Today is Sunday. So many people sitting in our churches are weak. A lot of people who come to church, if we take a sample size of, let's say, 1,000 Christians, you'll be shocked that about 998 people are weak. It is for this reason that I am preaching on how you can become a strong Christian. Because it is very important for your life. For your life. You are not studying this one to buy a car. No. If I want you to buy a car, I won't preach this. No pastor who is sensible will preach how you can become a strong Christian for you to get a car. But it's also not my aim for you to get a car now. I don't know what you use car for. But if you have a car now, you will be the mother and your mother will be the daughter. You respect your mother again. How many of you in your heart, if you get a car, do you think if they send you to buy charcoal, you go? Who is here? You have Toyota Vitz. Let's not go far. You have Toyota Vitz. Kia Picanto. And they say, go and buy egg. How many of you go? Kia money. How many of you go? Oh, you are lying. What do you mean? Have you seen somebody with Kia Picanto who's crab before? That's the question you ask your mother. What do you mean? Because some of you sitting down here, even when you go to secondary school first term and you come, it will not be easy in the house. It will be easy. already your results have come, your prayers are not synced up. Especially when you had one in English. Your accent has changed. Your accent has one in English. Your accent has changed already. When they talk, you talk English. One in French. You should see. One in French. Comment s'appelle toi? You be speaking French, we don't understand. So what is that? Say, share. Yeah, one was French. When I can't French with you. Do you understand? Hey. You get one in mass. We should see you at they say some calculation, or they say they should call you. Should call you. You solve it right now. Mathematician. Okay. So I am teaching on how you can become a strong Christian. The devil is afraid of strong Christians. I have a meeting with all the BEC candidates. Your results have come. You are waiting for me to call you. I'll call you. I know you won't tell me, but it's only one human being who texted me and told me that her results has come and she has gone to check. The rest, they are waiting for me to call them. Me too. I'll check for them. My office, I'll check for you. I'll call your headmaster. Kayla, meeting of all BEC candidates whose results have come. Have you heard the last sentence? Whose results have come? If you call the meeting and the post that the results have not come, allow the person to go. Well, I can be here and you go to school and come and I don't know your results. That's happened before. There's somebody visiting that she has completed secondary school. I've not seen the results. If I say that right now, they'll say that I'm doing hate speech. But it's okay. How to be a strong Christian. But I'm preaching from chapter 5. How to be a spiritual Christian. A spiritual Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. I'll be preaching very good today. Ebiana next week, mean to me by sovereignty. Mami preaching. We see Ebiana. From Sunday to the next Sunday, I can die. Anything is possible. You too, you can die. Even though your results have come, you can still die. So those of you, when you are dreaming, you dream secondary school, or they bought your chobos already. I see they bought your chobos already. They bought toilet roll. Some at home you call it. They bought Gary. When it was time for me to go to secondary school, they bought my provisions a month before the time. No, and the chobos was in my room. Oh, before it was time that we were going to school, the things are finished. But when we eat, then my cousin will say, the Milo was finished. The Milo, the biscuit, everything was finished. A week to time, I brought the thing for inspection. Said, oh, when they asked him, he said, he cried, I don't even know why I'm eating all the things. I ate it with him. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Now, Paul is saying that he could not speak with them like spiritual people. Now, three things are mentioned in this scripture. Spiritual people, carnal people, and babes in Christ. Now, babies in Christ are the same as carnal people, or carnal people behave like babies. Everybody who is carnal. Now, man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Man, human being, you have, else it come, Come and stand here. Okay. Now, this is Elsie. This thing you are seeing is the body. Okay. Now, one day, this body will die. All right. That's why even when people die, they change. This is just a container. Now, in this container, why? You don't like the explanation I'm giving. In this container is a spirit. Do you understand? So, the Elsie we know is not the body standing here, Elsie. But there is a spirit in man. There is a spirit. And that spirit is Elsie. That's why when you watch this your useless Nigerian movies, you will see that somebody is standing here with somebody's picture and the person says something, mention the person's name, and it affects somebody somewhere. Have you noticed that? Now, when we say Elsie die, you will see that a particular Elsie dies and not everybody called Elsie that die. It means the spirit of the person who has committed the crime is that person who is being called to die. Everybody sitting down here, when you grow small, you meet somebody who has your name exactly. If you have not met the person yet, you meet. I know about 5 people who have my name. Like this name, Pepe, Emmanuel Colley. Pepe, yes. Yeah. Now, this is the body. The body has a spirit. All right? Now, also in the body is what we call a soul. All right? Your soul is your intellect. Now, if the body controls you, if your body controls you, then you are called a fleshly person. Another word for the body is called flesh. This is flesh. This one is flesh. Okay. Or a fleshly person or a carnal person. So your body dominates you. Your body tells you what to do. That's why there are some people, they are dead. Something tells them, go and steal. All right? Go and steal. Then you just go and steal. So the part of your body that controls you or dominates, it is that part of the body you obey. So when your spirit controls you or when your spirit dominates you, then we say that you are a spiritual person. I don't know why you are not clapping after a lot of explanation to make you understand. Yeah. Now, the responsibility lies on you to make sure whether your body controls you or whether your spirit controls you. So when your body is controlling you, you engage in things like sleeping. You sleep. The body wants to sleep. You go and sleep. The body wants to watch a movie. You go and watch. The body, and you see, the body likes to do things that are easier. Yeah. Anything that the body enjoys doing, the more you do them, it makes you a carnal person. That's what I'm saying, that our churches are filled with carnal people. A lot of people who bet you dress shepherd is the flesh that is. The flesh tells you, go and watch TV. Even with the TV, the flesh tells you the type of program to watch. Watch pornography, kakra. Is the flesh. Is the flesh. Achu, you are welcome. Is the flesh. Is the flesh that will not make you come to school, come to church last week. Is the flesh. Achu is the flesh. The flesh and the container. So when you die, your spirit goes back to the maker. One day, try and follow, when somebody died and they are burying the person, try and follow the corpse to the grave. You hear, you will say that flesh to flesh. dust to dust, and the spirit goes back to he who gave it. Do you understand? So your spirit. So if you are going to hell, it's your spirit that goes to hell. Those of you will be going. Those of you will be going to hell, because by that time your body has decomposed. When the moment you die, decomposition starts. Do you know decomposition? Decay. Do you know decay? It gets rotten. Yeah, you get. That's why they have to send you to the morgue. Send you to mortuary. The mortuary is ice. You see how Akpanla is in the fridge. When they give light off, it becomes to stink. Yes. So that's, they send you to fridge. It's not because when we send you to fridge, you know, you go to heaven or you be there. Maybe you wake up at the fridge. No, that's not how we do it. When you are dead, when you are dead, blood doesn't flow. Yeah. Your blood doesn't flow. Everything has died in you. So, sit down. So, I'm teaching on this topic this morning, how you can become a spiritual person, because I will not teach you how to become carnal. You don't need to do anything to become carnal. You just have to be a normal human being. You are a carnal person. Yeah. It's, you see, the things that are difficult, we teach how to do them. How to pass exams. Nobody will teach you how to fail exams. No, you just have to be there. You just fail exams. You don't have to do anything. You just have to sleep, close school, come, eat, watch TV, sleep, wake up. The next morning, just go to... Even the art of going to school doesn't make you pass the exams. Because you can go to school. You go to school, we close, you go and eat. Even in the school, you have a subject you like, PE. Like that one is a type of subject. It makes you look like you are a serious person. Are you still here or you've gone home? Yeah. So becoming a spiritual Christian is a difficult thing to do. And most people don't want to pay the price to become spiritual people. Now, growing up, or you may think that when you grow up, you become spiritual. It is not true. It's also like telling me that when you grow up, you buy a car. Is it all grown-ups who have cars? No. There's something you must do to buy a car. Anybody you see driving a car, the person has done something extra. You can't tell me that when you, like those of you that just talk, and when I grow up, I'll be a doctor. Like that. Is everybody a doctor? Don't we have grown up people with gray hair who are driving trotro? Yeah. Don't you also have some uncle B who is in the house? He wears shorts and then wears some big suit. Wake up in the morning, you go and drink alcohol and come. Don't you have an uncle like that? We all have such people in our families. Yeah, like that. So, growing up is not an automatic qualification for you to become spiritual. Or, you are moving from white church. Okay, when we move from white church to adult church, no, then you become spiritual. It's not like that. You just have to take a trip downstairs. And you see that there are people sitting down there who are not spiritual. Yeah. Some people are sitting down here because they are bored. To feel, am I light off? Sorry, Ibi. Sorry, my copy actually. Now, for no more, and no more heaven. So the person has come. How do you become a spiritual person? How do you become somebody whose spirit? Whose spirit dominates him? Yeah, your spirit must dominate you. And you see, in life, people have respect for spiritual people. There's a strong... You see, it is not easy to maintain spirituality. I'm telling you. To be spiritual. If you're a young girl and you become spiritual, you have put a certain value on yourself. Value. You will not attract stupid boys. No, 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 no. I'm saying that when you are, who has seen a fruit that steam is coming out, vapor is coming out, and you see flies around it before? No, 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 it doesn't happen. It's the cold fruit. Now, when you are spiritual, you are like that thing, that vapor is coming out. Yeah. May you become a young girl who has dedicated herself to become a spiritual person. It's difficult, I'm telling you. It's difficult, but it's possible to be a spiritual. You see, you can be in this church. We will make you basenta leader. We will make you a wine leader, something leader, something leader. One day, we will sleep and wake up and we will say that you are a lady pastor. I'm telling you, if you're in this church, George, one day we will wake up and we will say that we are doing pastoral appointment and we'll appoint you a pastor. But you see, when we even appoint you a pastor, it doesn't make you spiritual. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. The title that we put on you doesn't make you that thing. No. Title doesn't work in the spiritual realms. So we make you a pastor. After a few months, you are bringing 3 buses. Oh, you are doing well. Reverend. We can make you a reverend. A reverend minister. You can officiate wedding. Because I can officiate wedding. I'm a reverend. Maybe I don't look like one, but I am. Yeah, I can officiate wedding. I can officiate funeral. If I die right now, you see. If you die, they'll call me. I'll bury you. The people will read tribute. I can do baptism. Yeah, I can do baptism. I can dedicate your car. If you buy a bicycle, call me. Come and dedicate your bicycle. I can dedicate the shop. Yeah, as I become reverend, it's one of these are some of the things I can do. Can do baby name me. I can if I go and born and come. Go and born and come. I'm here, Reverend. We can do a GMO for you. Cry. Anything pastor can do, me, I can do some. But what I'm trying to say that the fact that they call you reverend, the fact that they call you bishop, the fact that they call you archbishop, the fact that they call you deputy God, Pope, what are some of the cardinal, father, I love the father, like father, then you are the father of all the church members. Father, they call you daddy. They can call you daddy, popsy, pops, dad, paps, uns, ins, da, das. They can call you das. Oh, it doesn't make you a spiritual person. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. There is something you must do. There are things you must do that will make you spiritual. Why, church? Listen. Yeah. I'm saying that to be candle, you don't have to do anything. Those of you who fail exams, you see that there's no effort. Those who fail, there's only one step to fail an exam. Number one, be there. That's the point. Just be there. That's the only point. Just be there. That's the main point. Be there. How to become a carnal Christian, be there. A normal Christian. You are just the whole week, I don't do anything. You just come. You don't have Bible. You are just a normal achu. You are just normal achu. Carnal achu. But to be the people who are spiritual here, during the week, you should see. He's doing quiet time. But the time the person is taking to do the quiet time, you are fighting over jollof. Yeah. How do you become spiritual? It's just 6 points. Number one, you can become a spiritual Christian by praying often. By doing what? Praying often. Yeah. To pray. Listen. What were you taught in RME? They say prayer is what? The key. No, the definition for prayer. Prayer is the art of communication between God and man. Yeah. Yeah. Your object of worship. Very good. Plus three max. Object of worship. Yeah. Listen. Anybody you communicate with, how many of you believe that God God is a spirit. John 4:24. Listen. John 4:24 says what? God is a spirit. Maybe, Annette, open and let's see. Because there's no screen. So when I quote the scripture there, but I want to arrive at something. John 4:24. Who is there? Check. John 4:24 says what?
John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
How many of you believe this one? God is a spirit. Now, if somebody is a spirit, can we say the person is spiritual? When somebody is a spirit, is it okay for us to say that because you are a spirit, therefore you are a spiritual person? Is it okay to say that? Okay. Can we say God is a spiritual person? It's true. Now, from John 4:24, we deduce that God is a spirit. And anything that is a spirit, therefore, is a spiritual thing. True or false? So, solving the simultaneous equation using the elimination method, okay, when we eliminate equation A, equation B, therefore, God is spiritual. How many of you understand this one? Nice one. Now, in communication, anybody you talk to, I don't have to quote a scripture to buttress this point. Anybody you talk to, you get connected to the person, you get attracted to the person, you get mixed up with the person, and you become the person, like you begin to behave like the person. Yeah. Person influences you. That's communication. Yeah. Look, somebody you don't love, you can talk to the person so much that you can fall in love with the person. That's why you must be careful who calls you. Have you eaten? Have you bathed? Those type of words. Yeah. Some boy be whose boxer's color we don't know. Based on the way the guy talks to you, oh, you can fall in love. And you see, when you fall in love with such a boy, nothing we will say will change your mind. In Songs of Solomon, Bible says, love is as strong as death. Do you know what it means? When somebody dies, you knock the person doesn't respond. It's the same way, like as strong as when you are in love, they will advise you, they will beat you, they will don't follow this boy again. That same boy whose hair is like corned beef, you like him. Yeah, love is blind. Guys, an Okada rider. You have stopped school. You are in JHS 2. You have stopped the school. In the morning, you go and sleep at the boy's house. Yeah, that's what love can do. You are just there. You are a wife of an Okada rider. You are just there. You are a wife material, 7 yards. 7 yards. You are just there. You don't cook. You are just there. So they have to look for police to come and arrest you in the boy's room. Yeah. So back to communication. Because God is spiritual, if you have the habit of praying constantly, you will turn out to be like that spiritual thing that you kept praying to. You will be spiritual. Prayer. It is one of the things that will make you spiritual. There is no way to explain this thing. Prayer. So those of you who wake up, you don't pray, I pity you. No, I pity you. You are just there. And let me tell you, every spiritual person loves God. Because I'm saying that whoever you talk to all the time, you will fall in love with the person. Yeah. If you pick my phone, nobody calls me more than the way my wife calls me. If you see our chat, oh, you are feeling the love already. Yeah. Our wife, your first lady. Yeah. Where is your first lady? One day she'll come and preach. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Mulamutia, sorry, no. But you see, what I'm trying to say that whoever you talk to, so there is no way you fall in love with God if you don't talk to God. You cannot fall in love with somebody you don't talk to. No. Some of you, I meet you on, it's only Sundays I see you. It's only Sundays we talk. Some of you, even Sunday, when we close today, hi, Kramponu, you will say you leave. Do you think I'll fall in love with you? I'm going to fall in love with you, saying, I only see you when I only remind you as this when I see you. How do you fall in love with something you don't know? Why is rice your favorite food? You have eaten it. So, to the extent that some of you, when you eat pizza, you vomit because. The pizza, no. Yeah, the pizza doesn't recognize you. Like your Bluetooth and then the pizza Bluetooth. It doesn't pair. It's not ready to pair. Yeah, but rice, the rice balls, rice, water, jollof rice, fried rice and stew, plain, I want more rice. What? Assorted rice, curry rice, spaghetti rice, vegetable rice, coconut rice, carrot rice, eh? Popo rice. Anything rice you like. You have actually fallen in love with rice because you communicate with rice all the time. You cannot love somebody you don't communicate with. And because God is spiritual, you see, it's the same way. When you're also talking to somebody who is not spiritual, you turn out to be an unspiritual person. You wake up, you don't pray. Those of you, I pity most at this BC people who have completed school. You don't pray. Look, when I was in school, when I write exams and I come, I kneel down. I say, God, have mercy. Because I know what I wrote. One of the days when my results came, I had 50, and at this 50, God, you see, the 50, when they remove one mark, you are filled. One mark. Anytime I come and I feel, then I say, God, I beg you. You know the foolishness I wrote. But Lord, also remember the things I do for you at church. So please, you there, collect some of the favor and use it on the exams. Yeah. You write exams, you haven't prayed about it. You are about to write exams, you have not prayed about it. Yeah. If you ask me for 10 CDs, and my son also asked me for 10 CDs, who do you think I'll give 10 CDs to first? My son. Even though you need it all. Maybe my son is just going to buy balloon. But you your life depends on that 10 cities. Otherwise, you die. You are hungry. My son is not hungry. He has eaten. He's just going to buy balloon. And then he'll be happy. Then he'll be, yeah. But I'll give him. Why? Because there's constant communication. And I know him more than I know you. May you put yourself in the position that God will know you. I said, may you put yourself in the position that God know you. Shelly, when you wake up in the morning, look, spend time to pray. Young people, spend time to pray. You will grow up to know that prayer is important. Prayer makes you a spiritual. Look, by the time you go through the day and all that, you see, anytime you pray, you feel yourself spiritually. Yeah. Because you see, the whole day, you are going to encounter temptations. Yeah. Temptation. So many temptations. And what prayer does is that prayer delivers you from temptation. Now, yielding to temptation makes you a weaker person. And the more weak you are, or the weaker you are, the more carnal you become. Yeah. A carnal person yields to temptation faster than a spiritual person. When you are a carnal person, it's easier to steal. Oh, you just see the money, then the money tells you, collect me, put me in your pocket, collect me, take me, magnetize me. Magnetism. And you say, oh, even integrators, and they taught us about electromagnetism. Even can they say like pulls repels, unlike pulls attract. So because you and the money, you are not the same. You have attracted. But when the spiritual person sees money, Exodus 20, thou shalt not steal. That's the scripture. Then it is that person that you say something tells you take it, something tells you don't take it, something says take it, something. Uh-huh. If you are not at a point where something tells you don't take, and something tells you to take, so you when you see the money, no, one word take, you are a kind of person. Like you are kind of nothing advises you. You see some copy in the exams. No, copy. Write the thing on the paper and put it in your panties and send it to the examination. Copy. But when you are a spiritual person, something tells you, this is a sin. When they catch you, it's a sin. You disgrace yourself. Don't do it. Something tells you. Now, those of you who don't have any voice that tell you, don't do it. I don't know if you have heard somebody say that. Something tells me to do. Something tells me don't do. Something say, yeah, don't drink the milk and add water. Oh, drink the milk and add water. Nobody will see. Don't drink the milk and add water. Then nobody will see. Then. And usually when you obey the voice that said drink the milk, when you take the fridge and do it, they catch you. But the people that they don't hear two voices, they always hear one voice. Like, take it. Yeah. Your ability to resist temptation comes from the fact that you are a spiritual Christian. Yeah. Yesterday I was listening to a story, a very sad story. And I said, this girl, I'm not sure she goes to church. And even if she goes to church, she's a kind of Christian. This is a nurse in the hospital. And he said a man came to the hospital to do DNA test. You confession, yeah. He said when the man entered the hospital, suddenly she likes the man. Somebody's husband, with two children, also three children. When he saw the man, he likes the man. Now, that is not the problem. When he finished doing the DNA test shows that the children were for the man. He changed the results to show that the children are not for the man. When the man took the results, say, send me can you say my wife is cheating. The man went and divorced the husband. The wife. Do you understand? And that's at the time the man left the hospital. Then they started calling the man. Oh, hey, how are you? Say, it's my wife. Oh, your wife, she didn't try. Cry. When the man divorced the wife, he came to marry the nurse. No problem. They have one children. Now, the woman, they divorce. Out of sorrow, out of pain, out of disappointment, the woman died. Now, you have come to say that you are not feeling comfortable. How will you feel comfortable? You have destroyed somebody's marriage. And you have made sure that somebody was divorced. And on top of it, she has died. Do you think you will enjoy this marriage? Do you think that if you are spiritual, something will not tell you that this is somebody's husband? Don't some of you see that the way you behave, something will tell you that this money is for somebody in the class. Don't take it. We are in church. Don't steal. We are in church. This boy who is pressing your breast, he will impregnate you. You are a Christian. Something must tell you. Sisters, something must tell you. Something must tell you. As your science teacher is beating your buttocks like this. Oh, sir, you two, what are you doing? Oh, sir, what are you? Oh, sir. They are pressing your breast and things and squeezing your buttocks. Something must tell you that I am in the Malat service and I sing in the choir. I am a choirista. I am a choirista. Something must tell you that, hey, this thing. As you download the pornography on your phone and you are watching, something should tell you that guy, what you are doing, you are spoiling your soul. Do you think that if you wake up and you pray, look, your chances of yielding to temptation becomes minimal. I can be on this for a very long time. Let's move on to the second one. The second thing that can make you spiritual. Number two, you can become a spiritual person by seeking the will of God. What is a will? A will is a legal document, all right, that spells out who inherits what when you are no more. Yeah, that's a will. Now, when people die without making a will, we say that they have died intestate. Okay? And usually when people die without a will, there's a lot of controversy. Family members come and all that. God also has a will. If you want to be a spiritual person, you must find out what God is saying. What is God's will? What does God want? A will is somebody's wish. Your will. I will that, or I wish that. Do you understand? Now, to become a spiritual person, you must ask yourself, do I want to know what God wills? It must be your interest to seek what God wills. I don't know whether I'm preaching. 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away, and the last thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. There is a will. There's something we call God's will. You see, there is your will. There is God's will. And there's your parents' will. You want to be a doctor. Your parents want you to become an engineer. And God said, no, you'll be an accountant. Three wills. They are all controlling one human being. Yeah. So one of the prayers you should pray is that, God, let your will be done. Thy will be done. God, you see, now secondary school, results have come, you're supposed to choose secondary school. Yeah, this is the time you need the will of God. Like, which school should I go? Your will. Which school? Even though everybody is saying that Holy Co is a nice school, Holy is a nice school, everybody is good, but I think that this school, Father, you choose what course should I do? Utiha, you say you want to be a doctor. God, maybe God, in God's will, you are not supposed to be a doctor. No. No. It's not everybody who does well in an exam who should go and do science. Learn it all. So you see, the prayer connects with point number two, which is seeking the will of God. It makes you spiritual. Kela, God's will. When you grow up, your will, who to marry. See, different girls, different boys, different shapes, different sizes, different. Oh. Some girls entered my office 2 weeks ago, and I was accidental. One of the girls said, Mimi Pebema, who has hairy chest. Let me say, now, hairy chest, you know. Hairy chest, you know. How is it going to help the marriage? Hairy chest. Yeah. Boys, you need the will of God to help you choose. Because you see different types of shankus. To whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong to? To whom to? To whom for? This is how the bottles is shaking. To whom to? To whom for? To whom does it belong to? To whom to? To, you will follow that to whom to and it will send you to your early grave. You have followed bottles. And you have entered hell. Meanwhile, there's a girl in this church. She doesn't have to whom to, but the girl is spiritual. The girl is spiritual.
I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming.
You don't like girls like this. You don't like girls like this. You want a girl that when she come in there, the shorts is like handkerchief. Now, say ya. This is the type of girl. You will follow it and you will die early. You don't follow. But also, I can see tundra. You like tundra.
Yeah, can we see picanto here? The other now, tundra, what I call picanto here. Oh, dear, do it. Go, sister, bra, go away. Yeah, my way, I call. Go, go. You follow breast, oh, dear. Manchester United. You don't like this type of orange or open watermelon. No problem. Watermelon is better than orange. Oh, dear, Koso. Koso, na Koso. Koso. Also, what is God saying? What is God saying in this matter? What is the will of God? How do you get the will of God? You get the will of God by reading the Bible. That is where the will of God is. You wake up, you don't pray. You don't have your quiet. How will you know God's will? How will you know God's will? Let me tell you. You see? People ask a question that, how will I know that I'm supposed to go to West Lagos? Now listen. How many of you, somebody has invited you to a party, but like deep inside you, if I know this party, you see, there's something we call peace, inner peace. The presence of that peace in your heart is a sign that this is what God wants you to do. You are not peaceful about the decision you are taking. You are agitated. It's like, so I can pay. But there's a certain decision. No, I just like this one. Yeah. No, I just like this girl. I don't know what it is, but that is peace. Peace. No, I think I should do general arts. I'm very peaceful about, even though my parents have said I should go and do science, but I feel that art. Look, your brother can be, the whole family, everybody can do science. But you, because you have prayed about it. See that, Charlie? You are at peace. Oh, you don't understand what I'm preaching? Yeah. Number 3. Become a spiritual Christian by having a good conscience. That was what I was explaining during the prayer. A good conscience. A good conscience. A mind. Conscience. See, there are people whose conscience are dead. You see, when your conscience is dead, then you will never hear, example, into brackets, Prince. It's your sister who said it. Prince Lance said, your conscience is dead. Example, E.G. Dot, dot. E.G. I'm not even know E.G. Dot, dot. Prince. Your conscience is dead. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. He said, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Don't put away a good conscience. Conscience. Listen, a good conscience helps you to be spiritual. This thing I'm doing, is it a good thing? That's a good conscience. What is your mind telling you? Some of you, your mind is so corrupt. Paul described them as men of corrupt mind. Evil mind. You always want to do bad things. Men of... Where is Abigail? The result has shook plenty people. Sister, call Emma. Ma to baza ba da da. Iradie self shed. Guys, Jesus, Jesus, Bessie, Jesus, Bessie, sir, self shed. Oh, oh, oh,
Odofo, ebe si muye. You see? When you wrote the BC, I told you, let God know you are serious. Hey, God Mondia, he is not from Adao. God is not a votarian. Neither is he a Fantarian. God is also not a Gaman. Even you, eh? When you do something bad, and your father has seen that, oh, you are cleaning the car, you are washing something, do you need something? Or if you need something for your father, cry. Even if you are a disobedient child, cry. There's a way to do that thing. Oh, daddy, so this is your car. I should wash it and wash it again. Yeah. Hey, I said, my daughter has changed. Yeah. What you are looking for, Aja? Usan Beckham. Maybe a school. Why are you a silly queen? Yeah. And then, hey, my worker. My tete. Yes, you brass a room, but. Prophetic. A good conscience. Most of you, after BC, I called you. Do something, church. Help God. Do something. Win the soul. Hey, I spoke to you people. No results have come. All of your faces have changed. It's not all. I know people have had it once. And they are sitting down here. It's working for them. Ebi mususu di eja. Like when they see me as an enemy of progress. It's like, now me, Reverend, am I the one who mark your place? May I preach on Sundays and I go to my house, then we meet another Sunday. All that I can do is to encourage you, Odofo. A good conscience. Holding faith. Have faith in God. It doesn't matter what your result is, but God can still give you a school to attend. I'm telling you. Yeah. Believe God, though. Look, when we say God is wild, and God is wild, I'm telling you. You believe. When we say, you see, you better believe God. And you see, and those of you who are yet to write your heads, I'm saying, you better believe. You see, when I say be spiritual, recently we wrote heads, I'm saying, hey, all my mates, they failed the paper. A paper was getting in. So I was asking that, why is the paper different? Yeah, even Friday night, somebody called me. WhatsApp video call. He said, please teach me. I beg you, teach me. That I'm going to write receipt. Tomorrow. He wrote it yesterday. Please teach me. And I said, but this is not difficult. He said, you are the one who is seeing it as difficult. But the thing is difficult, pa. No, we are not seeing that. So after I've explained the thing small for the lady, say, it's easy. I say, yes, this is how it is. He said, the way the man taught the thing, we thought that is something that, look, let God know you are serious. Hey, God will see you serving him like this, then you make you fail. Oh, no. Then maybe you are not serving him well. You are not doing it from your heart. A good conscience will make you a spiritual person. Have a good mind. You see, and I'm telling you that thing. Be a spiritual person. Forget about being a Christian. Be in your whole life. Live your life as a spiritual person. Let somebody refer to you as a spiritual person. If it is bad, it's bad. Don't do it. Don't tell a lie. Don't steal. Don't do something that is not in God's will. You will not lose anything. Don't do it. Your conscience is the voice of your human spirit. It is that gentle voice that tells you, don't do it. And you see that voice that gives you the correct answer is a gentle voice. And the one that tells you to do the bad thing, that voice is always loud. Oh, go and collect it. Nothing. Everybody is doing it. Everybody has a boy. If you call a John crowd, they call pep boy. Huh? You see, this thing. Look at your age. You don't have boy. Look. I'm sorry. I'm missing my last choir. See where? And the poor are having boys and girls. Yeah, they are all flourishing. Yeah, we need beer. You see, they'll give you a lot. Yeah, I'm not trending.
When we were in JHS, there were three girls. They were on top. Hey! They were, I don't want to mention their name, but they were on top. When they say top three girls, they were like. Even we, their classmates, we were not their level. Until after some time, many years. Recently, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when I married here, some of them came for the wedding. After the wedding, one of them called me. The person told me, I want to come and see you. She came all the way to my office here. Then she started, she had born one. And they said, you are on top, you are trending. If you are trending, it comes with born one. Then on top of it, the born one, she has some boy B. Now wait, too. She was there when they told her that boy that she thinks she's dating is also marrying this Saturday. She called me, please, I want to die. Like she's dying. I said, madam, it's not easy to die. Oh. Like you want to kill yourself like that. It's easy. You want to trend, trend. Number four. I'll finish it right now. Become a spiritual Christian by having regular fellowship. Do you know fellowship? Like today, they say somebody say won't come to here because he's washing. So I've seen the BC people be maybe different with this. Regular fellowship. Yeah. Who you work with, you automatically become like the person. Hebrews 9, verse 20. Verse 20. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another as we see the day approaching. Listen. Fellowship. Don't ignore church. You don't have to see anything when you come to church. No. Look, you see, as you are sitting down here, you don't know what is happening to you. But you see, as you are sitting down here, you are being delivered from so many problems as you are sitting down here. How many of you realize that today there was earth tremor? The ground shook. Something around 7 o'clock, 7:30 something. You didn't hear your building shake. Hey, sister, I know you are not in Ghana. Wada. Separation from other Christians is a terrible spiritual mistake. Yeah. Listen, you can't live your life alone. You need a company. Yeah. You need a fellowship. You need fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. You need a company. Fellowship. Yeah. You can't be, you don't have friends. You walk alone. You'll never be happy if you don't have friends. Yeah. Friday, I had a call. Then my wife asked me, who called you? And I said, it's this person. She said, hey, India, you finish talking right now. I know that this person has called me in 1 hour. Like, said the person has called me. We are talking about so Charlie, your church. You know what is happening, Charlie? Hey, my some conference. Charlie, so what do we do? Are we going or we are not going? All this thing. What do you think about this? Yeah, 1 hour or till one somebody's credit is finished. You don't have friends. And the whole day, nobody calls you. Nobody texts you. You have two phones. You use the YAM to call the Android one. Your own phone. Nobody calls you. Yeah. One day I left my phone somewhere. And somebody brought it to me. Then she said, this is your phone. If I knew, I would have taken it to her. I said, if you take my phone, you may not be able to sleep. Because the calls that will be coming, people will be calling you. They call you to solve a problem. The phone will ring and you feel comfortable unless you put it off. Every day somebody is texting me. Every day somebody is calling. This. You don't have friends. Good fellowship. Bible said that he that walketh with the wise will be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Walk with wise people. I'm telling you, walk with spiritual people. When you go to secondary school, locate the spiritual girls and start working with them. That's how it is. Locate the spiritual singing. Yeah. When I arrived in secondary school and they opened my chore box, when the house prefect saw my, the first thing he saw was a big Bible on my trunk. He said, "You must be a spiritual boy." I became a school son till he left the school. Yeah. When he saw my Bible, he said, "No, I'm not a normal guy." By the time I was exiting the school, I became the chapel prefect of my school. Ah, Chief Ogbe, you're also a chapel prefect. Chief, Chief too was a chapel prefect. So if you are going, you go and join yourself with the Lady Gaga's entertainment committee. Young Frau Krabeko, Obe Frau. Oh, Pacho, me former school, no mena interview. Mena me organize Shatter Nicrophone in Anno. Shatter come me one in number. Yeah. Oh, Stoneboy, not here, Otier than each year. You didn't know a shama. Only Stoneboy never a shama. No problem. Keep a spiritual company. Say amen. I said, keep a spiritual company. Say amen. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 to 20. Said that, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man that shall not go, lest thou learn his ways and get snared to thy soul. Whoever you walk with, you learn the person's ways. Yeah. Yeah. The poor have slept in my house before. You know that at a certain time, you wake up and do quiet time. Oh, you will do it. You will do it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You obey spiritual. As you are sleeping, preaching is going on. You can't listen to your shatawale in my house. The preaching is going. As you are in your room that you are sleeping in my house, the preaching is going on. 4 o'clock will wake you up. We'll flow. For you flow. One flow, the way I open the thing loud. Recently, I went to buy sound system. When I opened it small like this, the whole house on fire. You'll be sleeping here. Our brain disturbed everybody in the house. It's my house. You wake up and join. If you go, don't visit us again. No problem. Next one. Number what? 5. You become a spiritual Christian by walking in truth. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Walk in truth. Walk in truth. Ephesians 6 verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins get about with truth. Truth. Most carnal people find it easier to tell a lie. Yeah, lie. Some of you, even me, pastor, you look at my face and you lie to me. Yeah. You think there's blessing in it. You lie. Tell a lie. You can lie flat and smile. You are not afraid. You are not afraid. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts, they told a lie to Peter and they died instantly. They died. Yeah. The belt of truth is an integral part of your spiritual armor. Yeah. It's one of the things that makes you a spiritual person. The belt of truth. You lie. You can lie. You can tell a white lie. And nothing happens to you. 3 John chapter 1 verse 4. He said that, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Young people, learn to walk in truth. Learn to walk in truth. It will help you. It makes you spiritual. Look, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. This morning I was explaining to one of our pastors and I was telling him that a lot of people pretend. So many people pretend. Sometimes during convention, say, how many of you want to give 5,000? Somebody will walk and go and give, collect the envelope. He will never bring it. He will never bring it. I'm there. It's 100 cedis I can give. If you don't mention 100 cedis, it's okay. It's 100 cedis I can give. That's what I have. Now you bought 5,000 a chairman. Clap for him. And you came to stand and they pour oil on you. You go, you come again. Then they pour oil, they hold your leg, they wind your leg. Because you are giving 5,000. Look, hey, it's 20 I can give, 20. It's better to say you can give 20 and bring the 20 than to go and stand there. I'll give 10,000. I see the spirit. Seven people are here, they can give 10,000. You are the first to come. All the oil they are supposed to use to pray for all of us, they pour all on you. On top of it, you won't bring the offering. You have now turned to Kelewele, the deep frying. Why is Shrepe? Listen. Learn to be truthful. Learn it. It will help you. Be truthful. This one, I can't do it. This one, no. I can't give it. I don't have it. Yeah, I can't have it. Recently, we went to a convention. They mentioned, it was 100 CDs I can give. When I even took the offering, I put the 100 CDs and I sent it. Maybe the following day, another pastor came to do something. She said, I said, me nibi. Me jika, nya dea me di beba, me nibi. She said, yeah, why? Oh, the woman made you know, my mom, learn it. Walk in it. Who did this? I did it. I'm sorry, I did it. Hey! This thing. It's Ruth. This thing is Ruth. Who can is Ruth? It's Ruth. It's you. Hey! Juan! Hey! Say it before I say it. See, and you see, some of you are very dramatic. The way you do your things, eh? They can like, they believe you. I pray that may you walk in the truth. May the belt of truth be strong on you. Don't lose it. Some of you tell lies so much. I told you of a story about a girl who told a lie that the father wants to sleep with her. Yeah. Because of that, father and mother, they divorced. The mother said, she cannot be a wife to a man who wants to sleep with their daughter. The man explained. You go explain, Taya. No evidence. The man explained. They called family meeting that day. The man family people came from Tepa. The woman family people also came from Aflau. They sat down. They talked the matter. Everything. That small girl said, it's true. The father said, want to rape her. After they talk, the woman said no. The man said, okay, if you say so, no problem. The woman left. The man went to marry another woman. Hey, this woman too that has come. This girl too went to tell this new woman that the father wants to rape her. Only you. This time, when they went to the matter, the girl said, oh, it's a lie. Now, even the first one cried, it was a lie. First one, she said, was a lie. Some of you are pathological liars. Something you haven't seen, you say you have seen. I pray for you. May God heal you. And may God be your guide. In Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Lift up your hands. Elsie, see me after church. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Marco Zadabra, Mikazo, Kelemandebe, Rabadabrosike, Rabadabrando, Rabandebre, Belebo Sadaba, Rabandebe, Sakata. Pray that God will help you to be a spiritual person. There is nothing you can get by being carnal. There is no reward for being a carnal person. You just live your life like that without walking in any spirit. You are a carnal person. You are just a carnal person. You are just walking like that. I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. May your spirit come upon us. Help your children to become spiritual. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.